get hot in heaven. The K105.3 Hollywood Beat.
Well, you need someone on your team, especially if you're going through a divorce in Hollywood. Holy cow. More on that coming up, but first some sad news. The queen of soul, Aretha Franklin, is apparently not doing very well, and she could go at any minute, according to sources. Beyonce dedicated her performance in Detroit last night to Aretha, and actually DJ Khaled, Beyonce's opener, got the crowd hyped up by playing Franklin's hit Respect during his set. Thoughts and prayers with that family. A lot of family and friends in the past 24 hours have reached out, including Mariah Carey and Missy Elliott. Oh, so sad on that one. Speaking of sad, things are getting ugly in the Angelina Jolie-Brad Pitt divorce, which is odd because they're two of the most gorgeous people in the world, and yet things are getting really ugly. It started getting ugly when Angelina parted ways with celebrity divorce attorney Laura Wasser. What happened was she got rid of them, and she got a new team, and they switched tactics, and they decided to go public with their child support battle. Now, prior to Angelina's new team, both Brad and Angelina had decided to keep things out of the media for the sake of the kids. Well, apparently that's not the case anymore. Brad Pitt has come out publicly, very briefly stated that he doesn't believe that putting things in the media like they have is going to do any good, and it's actually harmful to the kids. We'll see what pans out there. Denise Richards, however, has let Charlie Sheen off the hook, reportedly, for child support. 2 years ago, according to new reports, Denise Richards agreed to accept less child support from her ex-husband, Charlie Sheen, because he had fallen on hard times. What is less child support? $20,000 per month. Now, Charlie Sheen is currently paying his ex-wife, Richards, $20,000, and his other ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, $55,000. Per month for two kids. So let's see, 55, carry the two, that's $660,000 a year in child support. Add that into what he's paying Denise Richards, that's $900,000 a year in child support. Will this guy be paying child support in the future? Will he have a song written about him? Well, let's talk about T-Swift's current boyfriend, none other than Joe Alwyn. He has made his Instagram public now. His most recent photo is from the set of his upcoming film, The Favorite, which features him smiling along co-stars Nicholas Holt, Rachel Weisz, and Emma Stone. Eagle-eyed fans were quick to report that Taylor Swift liked the photo. There you go. That's the latest from Hollywood, brought to you by our friends at Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery, Page Avenue in Michigan Center. Stop in there, tell Derek and his crew, Mary, everybody over there that we said hello, and check out their school boutique. If you're looking for a logoed t-shirt with your school's logo on it, you're going to find it at their high school boutique on Page Avenue in Michigan Center. I promise you, you won't be disappointed when you stop in there. And if you want something specific for a specific club, maybe the girls' cross-country team, maybe you want something for the volleyball team, they'll make it for you if they don't have it there at Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery. Go to K1053.com right now and get registered to win your business or not-for-profit 100 free t-shirts. It's all online at K1053.com. And listen to this very Hollywood Beat. 8:45 on the nose. Thanks for being along. Let's do a look at your forecast now. Brought to you by Tom Coffee Softwater, Jackson County's exclusive Connecticut Softwater dealer. Page Avenue in Michigan Center, Connecticut Softwater system uses just one bag of salt, or excuse me, five bags of salt per year, where the average one uses 12. High today going to top out right around 86 degrees. Low tonight, 65. Tomorrow's high, 84. Tomorrow, the sunshine goes away. We see a 40% chance of thunderstorms, and then Thursday a 70% chance all day long. Currently in Jackson, and on Page Avenue in Michigan Center, where it's 65 degrees.